where the essence of joy is, where the real McCoy is, with our faces all wearing a grin. Not a care to stay when we're around your way. We'll win your hearts if you just let us in. Any kid on the street whom you may chance to meet can direct you to laughter and cheer.
Then you'll know for sure that we've been on tour, and all the folks will agree
that we're the happiest, happiest gang around town. We're the real McCoys.
Greetings, my friends. This is Kevin O'Gorman. You know, of course, that saying, variety is the spice of life. Well, for the next 30 minutes, we're going to have a spicy time. Yes, everything from swing to ballads or ballads to swing, according to which school you went to. And to serve up this tasty dish, here are the real McCoys.
How do you do?
Now then, who better to get us away to a flying start than the McCoy Swing Tet? I ask you, who? Now's the story of the brightest boy with the brightest shine that fits well into the brightest show.
Have you ever passed the corner of 4th and Grand, where a little ball of rhythm has a shoeshine stand? People gather round and they clap their hands. He's a great big bundle of joy.
Yes.
He got the boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoeshine boy.
That's what they call the island boy.
Just to shine one shoe, he makes the oldest kind of leather look like new. You feel as though you want to dance when he gets through. He's a great big funnel of joy.
Me,
he pops
baby.
A boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
All he needs to shine, so all he
needs. It's a wonder that the rag don't tear the way he makes it pop.
Wow.
You ought to see him fan the air with his hoppity hippity hippity hoppity hoppity hippity hop. He opens up for business when the clock strikes nine. He likes to get him early when they're feeling fine. Everybody gets a little rise and shine with the great big funnel of joy.
Yes,
baby. He pops a boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
Yeah, that's what they call me, Chattanooga.
Everybody loves a little rise and shine with the great big fun. bundle of joy.
Yes, baby.
He pops a boogie woogie rag, the Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
Oh,
that boy,
so.
Chattanooga shoe shine boy.
Yes, Chattanooga shoe boy.
Well, what do you know? What do you know? I fell for it again. After the show last week, a little girl about 7 years of age came up to me and she said very, very sweetly,
"Excuse me, is your name Kevin O'Gorman?"
Yes, it is, my dear.
Are you married, Mr. O'Gorman?
I am.
Are you happily married?
Oh, I am.
How old are you, Mr. O'Gorman?
Oh, 27.
Have you got much money in the bank?
Well, after fix up my income tax, not very much. Well, you can imagine how embarrassed I felt when this sweet little girl turned around and sang out,
"Oh, Mommy, what else did you want me to ask the gentleman?"
Well, I wasn't quite sure exactly what Mommy said, but I think it was, "Oh, I do like the McCoy Quartet."
I can't tell why I love you, but I do.
You've known Laurie Wilson a long time, haven't you?
Well, yes, I have, Kevin. In fact, I can remember Laurie's first piano lesson. It was a little five-finger exercise called, Yes, We Have No Bananas.
Laurie.
No. The black one with a raspberry jam on it. You know, and a few years later, he played that same little number for me on the local church organ. Of course, then, when Boogie became the rage, boy, oh boy, what Larry couldn't do with Yes, We Have No Bananas. And you know, Kevin, even the classics couldn't escape. Listen to Strauss and Yes, We Have No Blue Danube. And it was about that time that Larry turned tune detective and found that that little number, Yes, We Have No Bananas, was made up from many other numbers. In fact, the first part was taken from Handel's beautiful Hallelujah Chorus. Hallelujah, bananas. And the second strain came from a grand old English folk song. Oh, bring back my bunny to me. The third part they took from, I think it was the Bohemian Girl. I dreamt that I dwelt in marble halls for all of the world to see. And the center strain come from a lovely old Irish number. Eileen, a lotter. My Eileen, a lotter. And by that time, the writer must have run out of ideas because he came back to Hallelujah, bananas.
Oh, bring back my body to me.
The gal is in demand. Well, she's got the McCoys waiting at the gate for her anyway.
When the cows come home and the milking is through, I can always be found
waiting at the gate for Katie.
When the katydid does what the katydids do, I'm hoping around
waiting at the gate for Katie.
There are lovesick guys of every size under every bush and tree. 70 or 80, all in love with Katie. How can Katie care for me? Every day I'll say I'll be staying away, but at sundown I'll be waiting at the gate for Katie. Waiting at the gate for Katie. Waiting at the gate for Katie. There are lovesick guys of every size under every bush and tree. 70 or 80, all in love with Katie. How can Katie care for me? Every day I'll say I'll be staying away, but at sundown I'll be waiting at the gate for Katie.
Everybody loves sweet music. And when it's the steel guitar and Bruce Clark, I really mean everybody. We've rolled out the red carpet and hung out our biggest welcome for the young man who charmed Australia with his first broadcast in the show a short time ago. My good friends, here once again is Lance Ingram.
Passion sighing, light thy heart to each go flying, all my thoughts in wakeful dreams. See of the dewy garden, breathing orange perfume greeting. Lord, can set my heart beating like the fragrance of its bloom. Now I hear that thou must leave me, oh, and I will soon be parted. Canst thou hearted, wilt thou never more return? Then say not goodbye. Come back again, beloved, back to
ladies and gentlemen, may we adjourn to the divorce court where the case Snizzle Giggle and versus Snizzle Gig is in session. With Chief Justice O'Gorman presiding, over we go.
Order in the court, order in the court. Will Mrs. Sarah Snizzle Gig please take the stand?
Take the stand. Look here, I'd just love to, Your Honor, but I've got nowhere to put it.
Mrs. Snizzlegig, you are the wife of Alfred Augustus Henry Snizzlegig, are you not?
That's right, Your Honor.
Is that his full name?
That's his name, whether he's full or not.
Silence of the court. Silence of the court. Proceed with the evidence.
Well, in the first place, Your Honor, it was just after the wedding that it started. It was when I found out he had the disgusting habit of eating nuts in bed.
Peanuts?
No, coconuts. And then he started to complain about me cooking. He started to abuse me proper when he broke one of his teeth on the baked custard.
He broke one of his teeth on the baked custard?
Well, how was I to know? I should have grated the nutmeg. And then the last straw came the other night when he complained about me wearing a mud pack in bed.
Well, after all, madam, I can't say that I blame him for complaining about that.
Yes, but I wasn't wearing one that night.
Your husband appears to be a bit of a, shall we say, a snake of the grass. Is he here in the court?
Yes, he is, Your Honor. That's him over there with the buck teeth. Every time he opens his mouth, his nose looks as if it's given a piano recital.
Well, I'll hear what your old man has to say. Would Alfred Snizzlegig please take the stand?
Alfred Snizzlegig! Alfred Snizzlegig! Alfred Snizzlegig!
Hey, here I am, Your Honor. Here I am. And I swear to tell the truth, the old truth, and anything but the truth.
Have you anything to say in your defense?
So right, I have. I've always tried to be a good husband to her, I have. I've always lit the bath for her every Saturday night, except the week she fell in the fish pond. The only thing I back about is me fat old mother-in-law.
I object, Your Honor. Me mother is a fine, upstanding woman, and she's a wake-up to his form, she is.
Yes, and I'm a wake-up to her form, too. I've seen them hanging on the bedpost.
Silence, silence in the court. Alfred Snizzlegig, have you anything further to say in your defense?
Yes, I have. Here, ask her about the time she kicked me in the stomach.
Yes. Well, that was your own fault. You shouldn't have turned round.
Now, listen, you two. This has gone far enough. The trouble with you two is that you don't get out enough. You've got yourself in a groove. I've been sitting in this bench for 30 years, and I have never heard of such a case.
So you've been sitting on that bench for 30 years, have you?
Yes, I have, and I can tell you this. You'll never find me getting in a groove.
Well, all I can say is you must move around a lot.
Yes, I know it would be a shame to divorce the Snizzlegigs, or Snizzlegigs, just as it would be if we separated those two piano spellbinders, Lolly Wilson and Freddie Phillips.
It's just a burning memory.
Heartaches, heartaches.
What does it matter how my heart breaks? I should be happy with someone new, but my heart aches for you.
Well, I can see Lance Ingram with Uncle Leslie fixing himself a return visit in the near future. And I notice the McCoys themselves are all looking forward to their return visit at the same time next week, when there'll be some happy handouts from Lottie Wilson, Roy Lyons, Penny Lucas, Alan Redding, Don Harper, Fred Phillips, Bruce Clark, Alan Rowe, Freddie King, Ted Simpson, Frodo Kane, and our panel producer, Leslie Ross.
Happiest, happiest.